true, and I think we've been very public about it, that the government was owing Car Powership, which is one of the providers of energy currently to the country, to the tune of about $40 million. We had arranged to be paying back, and there were other challenges as well in terms of distribution and maintaining distribution of electricity to our city. To the point that indeed Car Powership did shut down their supply to a significant portion of our city. And while we're trying to address all of that, the Minister of Energy, Alhaji Dr. Kanja Sise, I think did the honorable thing in the middle of this crisis. He felt that he took responsibility and that he stepped aside. This is a man who has a long record of outstanding public service. But I think overall, what the public and the people of Sierra Leone wanted to hear was that responsibility had been taken. Two, our Ministry of Finance had negotiated and paid back just about 40% of what we owed, and power had been restored into the city, and we're hearing an array of very positive news about things that we're going to do to address the long-term systemic problems, electricity generation and distribution in our country.
Minister Sise's resignation, is this a way for the government to save face, or he did something wrong?
No. It's an acknowledgement of the fact that, yes, we've had challenges. This is why I said this has been, we're a very open and transparent government, and our president demands responsibility. In this case, he, one of his most trusted ministers, one of the longest-serving supporters of His Excellency, is the outgoing minister who tendered his resignation, and the president accepted it as the right thing to do. But keep in mind, again, that is just one thing. What has happened here is the government has managed, in the midst of ongoing financial constraints, to mobilize significant resources. We've paid back significantly the debts that we owe to Car Powership. We're putting in place other long-term strategic solutions to address the challenges that we face in the energy sectors. Power has been restored into the city, but we understand that this is still just short-term. We're making sure that we don't pay where we're leaking electricity in and across the country because a lot of theft happening. We're putting in place new strategies. The president himself has said this is such a critical issue that for the next foreseeable future, he is going to be in charge of the ministry. He will be our Minister of Energy. And he's bringing new actors, new players. He's mobilizing additional resources. And I think the people of Sierra Leone can be confident that, yes, while it is not going to be an automatic solution to the long-term problem, but we're doing what we need to do to address this.